Actress Elizabeth Banks pushes Democrats' unlimited abortion bill as abortion support hits all-time low. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 17, 2021. Elizabeth Banks, Charlie's Angels and Pitch Perfect actor, director and host of ABC's game show Press Your Luck, pumped out a one-minute Twitter video to her 2.2 million followers of herself pushing the Democrat bill that would allow unlimited abortion, nullify all pro-life state laws, and force American taxpayers to fund abortions. Did you know that it only takes 20 phone calls or 50 emails to influence a member of Congress and their decision-making? Elizabeth Banks said in the video as she whipped up support for the Women's Health Protection Act, WHPA, a bill that Democrats reintroduced last week. Banks, who starred in the Hunger Games film series, said the WHPA is a really big deal. Using the language of the abortion industry as she referred to the ending of unborn life as abortion care, Banks elaborated. This important legislation protects the right to access abortion care across the United States, because right now it depends on where you live, and that's just not fair. The Supreme Court just picked up a case from Mississippi that threatens to overturn Roe v. Wade. So we need as many people as possible to call their reps in Congress to support this bill. Elizabeth Banks proceeded to provide instructions to either telephone or email members of Congress to voice support for WHPA. Because our constitutional right to abortion isn't real or fair, if only certain people can access it, and that's the script, she concluded. That's all you have to say. The National Right to Life Committee, NRLC, however, has a lot more to say about the bill. The Women's Health Protection Act protects abortion, not women, headlined NRLC News. The enthusiastic rush of congressional Democrats to sponsor this bill shows once again that the top legislative priority for Democrats is more and more abortions paid for with tax dollars, said Carol Tobias, the organization's president. Tobias explained the impact of WHPA. The so-called Women's Health Protection Act would essentially remove all legal protections for unborn children on the federal and state level. The Women's Health Protection Act is, in effect, a no-limits-on-abortion-until-birth bill. Pro-abortion Democrats have yet to hear of an abortion expansion bill they didn't like, and they are more than willing to push it on to the American people. A national poll released last week found a majority of likely voters support restrictions on abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy and are more likely to back Republican candidates who support that limit, as opposed to Democrats promoting unlimited abortion. The survey of 1,200 likely voters conducted by OnMessage Incorporated found 53% of likely voters said they are more likely to vote for a Republican candidate who supports a 15-week limit on abortion, compared to 28% who would rather vote for a Democrat who backs unlimited abortion up until the time of birth. Likely voters who identify as independent favored the Republican side of the issue by a 54-18% margin, the survey noted. Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, which sponsored the poll, said about its findings. The majority of voters reject late-term abortion and the Democratic candidates who shamefully advocate for it. At 15 weeks, unborn children can feel pain, and most European countries limit abortions at this point. There is strong support among the American people for our nation's laws to finally catch up with science and international norms. A Knights of Columbus/Marist poll released in January found 58% of those surveyed opposed taxpayer funding of abortion, including 31% of Democrats, 83% of Republicans, and 65% of independents. The poll also found more than three-fourths of Americans, 76%, back significant restrictions on abortion, including a majority who identify as pro-choice. WHPA was reintroduced just a month after the U.S. Supreme Court announced it will hear a challenge to a Mississippi abortion law that bans abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. In a case that represents the most significant challenge in decades to the 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade, the court will decide if all state laws banning most abortions are unconstitutional. If enacted, the legislation would eviscerate state bans on late-term abortions and those sought for sex selection or to eliminate a child with a prenatal diagnosis of a disability, such as Down syndrome. The bill would also outlaw federal conscience protections regarding abortion and restrictions on government funding of abortion on demand. The bill states its aim is to protect a person's ability to determine whether to continue or end a pregnancy, and to protect a healthcare provider's ability to provide abortion services. Tragically, the only ones to benefit from such a law would be abortionists and abortion providers such as Planned Parenthood, Tobias said. This legislation endangers women and their unborn children, would expand taxpayer funding of abortion, and would no longer require that a woman be given information about the development of her unborn child.